Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is 12:08. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of this show, and I will be here with you until 3 o'clock. But I'm not by myself. You're here with me, right? My producer Lindsay Brown is here. She is at the historic WCCO radio studio getting our guest in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And my friend and colleague Al Schock is in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news, weather, and information, including that shooting near the University of Minnesota. He is gathering information, and I've got Lindsay working to see if she can't get Chief Brian O'Hara to come in at the 1 o'clock hour. But again, one person has been killed. Two others were injured early Saturday morning in a shooting in Dinkytown, very near the University of Minnesota campus around 2:40 this morning, 13th Avenue and Southeast 5th Street. So we are efforting as much information as we can. And there may be, there are teenagers involved. These were young people. Chief Brian O'Hara on your morning newscast, if you were up watching the news this morning, giving us the latest on survivors and injuries and arrests. Al Schock is in the newsroom getting us everything we can. And Lindsay Brown is efforting Chief O'Hara for the 1 o'clock hour so we can speak with him directly the latest on this investigation. There are many of you who have students who are enrolled at the University of Minnesota. I am a professor at the University of Minnesota, so I'm checking on my students. You are checking on your children because we want to make sure they are safe. We did not pay tuition money to send our kids to campus to be worried about their safety. And so I know the men and women of the Minneapolis Police Department, as well as the University of Minnesota, is doing everything that they can to make sure those students are able to go to class without fear or reservation for their safety. But this is a little bit too close to home. 13th Avenue and Southeast 5th Street in Dinkytown, right there by the school, very near campus. So we will have an update on that and be praying for our city and our community. There is a lot going on. We also have a big election coming up on Tuesday. We need to make sure that we have the information that we need so that we can go in and make the best decisions for our family. Now, I can't tell you who to vote for, but I know you need to be voting. Take your children with you. Take your 18-year-old with you. Take your 19-year-old with you. Year after year, Minnesota is either number one or number two in voting when it talks about voter turnout. And this past year, our young people showed up and showed out, because Minnesota was number one in the nation for youth voting. So I say, take your young people's shoes. They might be taking us. Do not get apathetic watching the news. Do not turn a blind eye. Too many people have fought and died so that we could all have the right to vote without fear or intimidation. And so as you get ready to go and vote on Tuesday, I want to make sure you know exactly what is going on. Where do you vote? What's on the ballot? Is there a sample ballot somewhere? If you are in Hennepin County, there's a lot on the line on Tuesday. Y'all are picking a new mayor. And so I said, let me call Nathan Janicek. He's with Hennepin County Voter Engagement. He can answer some of these basic questions. They may seem basic to us, but there's so many in our community, especially our young people, formerly incarcerated people who are voting for the first time, who may need this information. And it's always good to have a refresher. He is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Nathan, thank you so much for being here. It is almost time. Tuesday is election day. And if I didn't need a reminder, the school sent me a note and said, hey, listen, don't send your kids to school because we will not be having school on Tuesday. I was like, oh, that's right. Because, you know, coming we get busy. Really, really life happens. Yes, yes. Yeah. And so I want to, what are you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, it's easy to forget about, you know, it's not as big of a year. It's not a presidential election year this year, but still very, very important elections on the ballot this year. So easy to forget, but always a good reminder to go vote.
Yes. And, you know, for those of us who forgot and we have kids, we got that reminder from the schools this week, sending us a note to say, hey, the kids are out of school or they're having an e-learning day because the school is a polling place or, you know, the school is a polling place and we won't be having in-person classes. And so I just need to talk about that because folks are asking, where is my polling place? Just because your kid goes to school there, the school may not be your particular polling place. You need to know where you are going to vote so you can show up at the right location. Talk to me about where people can find their polling place.
Yeah, definitely. So the Secretary of State's website is such a great resource. It will have a lot of the information that any voter is wanting to find out. You can find your polling place at PollFinder, that's pollfinder.sos.mn.gov. You just type in your address there, and that will pull up your polling location, what is on your ballot, the districts you are in, and caucus information for future elections.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, that's good information. And I want to make sure we spell poll, P-O-L-L. That's how we spell poll in this. Okay. P-O-L-L finder dot S-O-S dot M-N dot gov. Okay. Got it.
Correct. I want to make sure people are checking what's on their ballot. Not everybody has municipal elections this year. So it is, so like you said, city elections, mayor, city council races, but there's also school board races in some areas. So we are definitely making, wanting to make sure people are checking what is on their ballot, making sure that they do have an election this year.
And I know here in Washington County, we have school board races, and, you know, that is so important that you know what is on your ballot. Can you definitely still get a sample ballot? Can you go online and print one?
Yeah. So when you enter that information on the poll finder, it will actually have a link to pull up a sample ballot where you can see all of the races on your ballot, who is running, and there will also be some links to their websites if they have that publicly available.
Okay, now here's a question I have. There's a lot of people who say, you know what, I didn't vote in the last presidential election. You know, I didn't like either of the choices that I had to make. And it's been a while, but I've been listening to Shaletta and Nathan. They've been talking. I'm in Hennepin County. I care about the mayor's race. That is going to directly impact my family. I want to get out. Am I still registered to vote? How do you double check on your registration before you actually go into your polling location?
Definitely. So the only need to update your registration is to be if you have moved or something like that. If you have not moved or changed addresses since the last election, you should still be good to register or still be registered. You can double check on the Secretary of State's website. That's mnvotes.sos.mn.gov/voter-status-check. And then you just enter your name and a little bit of information, date of birth, social security number, or driver's license number. And we are wanting to make sure people know that that tool is a little sensitive. So if you have like Saint versus ST in your name, making sure you know how you have spelled it on your registration when checking.
Okay, now here's the question, because you talked about change of address. A lot of people have been moving. They don't live where they once were. They're in a new part of that particular community, or they've gotten married. They're in another part of town. Can they still vote if they're not registered at the current address where they are now?
Of course. Minnesota is a state where we do same-day registration on election day or at your early vote location. Pre-registration for voting is closed, so we are not processing any of those applications right now. So you will have to register either at your early voting site or on election day. There are a couple requirements that you would need to bring with you to register. So that's either a valid photo ID with your current address or an expired, so old address, expired photo ID, and a proof of residence at that new address. So that would include like a utility bill, lease agreement, or like a start of service agreement, just proving that you will be at that address on election day, and then you can register. And of course, the requirements are still there that you have to be 18, U.S. citizen, Minnesota resident for 20 days, not currently incarcerated, and not under a court order that revokes their right to vote.
Okay. Talk to me also about polling locations, because people are going to say, well, I work 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or I work 9 to 5 and, you know, I won't be able to vote. But polling will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you are in line at 8 p.m., you will be allowed to vote, right?
Correct. Correct. So on election day on Tuesday, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you're correct. If you are in line by that 8 p.m., they are allowed or they are required to allow you to vote. So make sure if you get in that line right before 8, you are still allowed to vote. There are some early voting locations. They are open today until 3 p.m. and then on Monday until 5 p.m. I recommend going on to the Secretary of State's website and they have all of the cities laid out for all of their early voting hours and locations. Some cities might have extra early voting times and locations, but definitely check that Secretary of State's website with those locations.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much for always coming on and making sure the folks in Hennepin County know about their polling locations, what's required, how they can check to see if they're registered, what happens if they've moved, and those hours of the polling location. I appreciate you. I know you're going to be busy. Thank you so much for taking just a few minutes today as you get
can
the entire county ready.
Can I plug our customer service line real quick?
Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah. So, if any voter has a specific question relating to voting, they are able to call into our customer service line. That number is 612-348-5151. Or they could email hc.vote@hennepin.us with any questions, and we'd be more than happy to answer them.
I just love it. I tell people in other states all the time about how you have set it up so that it's so easy to get information. It's so easy to vote. It's so easy to make sure that you and your family are prepared as you go to find your polling location and cast your ballot.
Definitely.
Nathan, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
You have a great rest of your day, Shaletta. It was great talking to you.
You as well. It is 12:21. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about food insecurity and what some counties are doing to make sure their residents are taken care of during this government shutdown. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.